Hello and welcome to the third episode of Bees in Wonderland. Please follow Bees in Wonderland so you can listen to all the new episodes of it. Also, gives me like 0.5 cent. And if you watch a lot of Bees in Wonderland, it also gives me money. But not too much. But mostly so you can enjoy what I work hard to make. Anyways, this is the third episode. In this episode, we will be doing more meditation. But this time, it will be better. In every meditation we do, you will learn one new fact about bees. The first meditation we will do is lie down on whatever comfortable thing you are next to. Then, the next thing you'll do is stretch your legs out like a growing egg. And then stretch your arms out and take a breath in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Exhale. Okay, so you learned 2 new facts. For the first fact, 3 new facts actually. For the first fact, it's a very recent discovery that all bees, all worker bees, drones, all bees get to eat a little royal jelly. The queen is only fed royal jelly, so it gives the queen the chance to grow into a queen. Other when the workers get fed royal jelly barely any of the time, but they do get fed royal jelly. Second fact is the varroa mite, which is a parasite to bees, they found out that the varroa mite doesn't suck blood from bees, but eats their fat, which I think is worse. And the third fact is that Asian bees are immune to varroa mites because they grew up with them and they developed some sort of immunity. Now, for the fourth meditation and fourth fact after the meditation, you will stand up and then touch your toes. And then stand up tall again, try to touch the ceiling, and then touch your toes again. And do it one more time. Stand up really tall and touch your toes one more time. So, for the fourth fact is the bumblebee scientific name is Bombus. And for the fifth meditation, and afterwards, the fifth fact, it'll go up to 10 meditations, which equal 10 facts of bee knowledge. The fifth meditation is you're going to stand up, and then you're going to touch. Wiggle your fingers, and then wiggle your toes, then close your eyes, and then count to 10. After 10 seconds, take a deep breath in, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale. The fifth meditation fact is that not a lot of people know that I didn't even know that bees eat pollen. The sixth meditation is lay down, then close your eyes and imagine whatever pet you want with whatever thing on it, like a dog with a saddle, with a monkey riding it, with a cowboy hat, weird example, or what I would want is a cat with a beehive on it, but with no bees in it. That would just look weird, though. But anyways, take a deep breath in, inhale, exhale. Then the seventh meditation is what you're going to do is you do the downward dog. Make sure you have a flat back. Do that for 5 more seconds. Okay, done. The eighth meditation is clear your mind and think of what you want to do tomorrow. What would be fun or what you need to do tomorrow. Try to remember something important you have to do tomorrow. Once you've remembered it, open your eyes. If you haven't, I'll give you 10 more seconds. 10, 9, 8. Maybe I should stop counting. Okay. Surely you've thought of something. Now, for the ninth meditation, what you're going to do is find a place to sit or lay. Oopsies, I forgot to tell a few facts. I'll just tell one really exciting fact. Here's the very exciting fact. Let me think of an exciting fact. What about... Let me think. Ooh, this would be a cool fact. So, the fact is... What was I going to... No, wait, that's not good enough. Let me think of a fact. In the end, I'll tell you. Anyways, for the 10th meditation, close your eyes and go in that spot you found. And clear your mind. I'll give you 20 seconds to do that in peace. No talking. Okay, I think I've thought of a pretty cool fact. The cool fact is that bees create a glue-like substance. Wait a minute. Well, it's involved with that glue-like substance. One time, my beekeeping teacher told me that one time he opened a hive up and there were two dead, or was it one dead mice? I think it was two dead mice that the bees killed, and they covered it in the glue-like substance. In the next episode, when I remember what it's called, I'll tell you. Anyways, goodbye. It's been 10 minutes, longest episode ever. Bye.